Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn.
Welcome back to the cabin. As we do each week, we want to thank our hosts. After all, you might hear the show as a podcast because you're not in the areas of these radio stations. But if you ever are, you should definitely tune in to Devil Radio 92.7 in the Madison area or in the Waukesha, Milwaukee area. Find us on WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101.1 FM. You can use their Devil Radio app to listen to our show anytime on demand. And you can find the video version on the Facebook page of the Minocqua Brewing Company.
Also, you can find my daily work over at UpNorthNewsWI.com or search UpNorthNewsWI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can catch our new Up North News daily updates on these fine radio stations at 7:30 weekday mornings and 5:30 in the evenings and other times as well. And as if that weren't enough, you two, this week, I started doing a daily update on TikTok. I do not dance. I will never dance, but I do give anyone who wants it a daily dose of three things to know about Wisconsin news in under 60 seconds. So yeah, the news is moving to TikTok because that's the way the world works. What do you think, Kirk? You want to get on there? Maybe we'll...
No, I can't. Everyone says I'm too long-winded, Pat. I write Facebook posts and people either read them or skim them, but I can't do anything slow, like less long than like a 5-minute read. I just can't. My brain doesn't work that way. I can't lay it out. I can't do the intro. I can't do the middle guts, and I can't do the end without a 5-minute read. It just doesn't work for me, man.
That's what dancing's for, to music. It's TikTok.
Now wait, you got the fourth grader. You're the one with kids at home right now. Is TikTok much of a...
I'm old dog, new trick, so I'm not the cool mom. I have them on like Khan Academy, although I did spring for the Harry Potter puzzle game, which is really fun if anyone wants a good mindless puzzle.
I gotta say, when I'm looking at TikTok or when I'm looking at Instagram Reels, I've never felt so old, because we had something called parents back in the day who were like, no, you can't watch this channel. No, you can't watch that show. But on TikTok and Reels, as you shuffle through, I mean, you don't know what you're going to see next. And it's an education. So this is Grandpa here. And having my fourth grandchild, I'm now the grandfather of four. I can say this as a grandfather. Don't give your kids a blank check on these things. Know what they're looking at. Look over their shoulder, take control of the device or what have you, because that you're doing them a favor. I wanted to close in part kind of the way we began in talking about authoritarianism on the march here, just to note that we've been following the Marathon County Board for a couple of years now, trying to do the most basic, decent thing in the wake of the George Floyd murder at the hands of Minneapolis police. And that was to simply pass a resolution saying hate has no place in Marathon County and that we are a community for all. And it got into themes that we hit at earlier in the show as well. And that is this whole notion, this dastardly Alice in Wonderland-esque notion that talking about racism is somehow racist, that trying to address racism in our political maps is somehow racist. And the folks that are pitching this got to understand, you'd better get over this quick, because you're not going to get a moment's peace from the rest of us who understand the need to do the right thing.
Well said.
Yeah, I agree with you, Pat. I mean, it is a common theme. You know, this Supreme Court decision was turned around based on a crazy reading of the Voting Rights Act, which was passed to help make things more fair for people, for Black and Brown people around America whose voting rights were being suppressed, and they overturned that. And this Wausau, you know, they got rid of their diversity board. That's the thing we're talking about. They got rid of their diversity board at the county level, thinking that that's going to help issues of diversity or racism in Marathon County. And obviously, that's not the case.
Yeah, they think it makes the problem go away, and it doesn't. They said talking about this is divisive. No, it's uncomfortable, and it should be uncomfortable because that's how you solve problems, is by confronting things that weren't necessarily your fault, but it is your job to try to make the world a little bit better rather than add to the hostility. So with that, it's time for us to go. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Kirk. Thanks to our guests, Bill Whitford and Jane Rush. And thank you for joining us at the cabin. We hope you come on back up north next week. Lord, I say, Lord, 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 won't you let me die?